House, not the Senate, the Assembly, that the no-net increase was defeated. But I think that these things go together, personally. There is a relationship between, if you've got raising resources to fix a problem and making sure that we have clearly defined standards with consequences. That is, you bring it down to a certain level, that's what no-net increase said, and if you don't reach that level, there are consequences. And that's really what we're talking about. We cannot just have vague goals. We have to set standards, and there has to be consequences to those standards. If you reach those goals, you can continue to develop. If you don't reach those goals, you cannot develop, and you will not reach or there'll be financial penalties. I agree completely that without standards built into statute, people could just violate those and say, see, nice try, we'll come back next year. And there are no consequences to not reaching those standards. And that's what no-net increase did. It said, for the first time, hopefully in statute, real standards with real consequences. And I'm coming back with that. Of course I'm coming back with that.